have full faith in you, brother.
You want these smart over there?
What? Of course I want them over here, but just someone always moves them.
Okay.
Abaka.
Hello.
Rebbe, are we having shear on Tzom Gedalia?
That's a great question. In today's day and age, who can think so far ahead?
Uh-huh.
We're trying to figure out if we're open today still. Okay, Glee Nether, I will send out the answer. Because we're having Shira Thursday, and then there's no Seder on Sunday. All right, let me think about it. Okay.
Rebbe, one second. No, before you start, during the Seger, are you going to be giving shear? Are you going to be doing the setup that you're doing shear from home?
We don't know yet. All good questions.
Okay, because I couldn't find. Okay.
Rabosai, we were on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Welcome everybody. Nice to have a relatively full room. We're on Daf Beis Amud Beis at four lines from the end. Mesve, still trying to prove what Or means. Eimasi hamasuas ela chodesh nira bizmano lekacho. They must have seen Nasuas Loribur. Okay, this is the Manda Amr that you only make. In the old days, they made bonfires to show the Kiddush HaChodesh. You only make bonfires according to this day if you made the 30th day Rosh Chodesh, meaning if it was not a leap month, and when you make the bonfires, Loriburo. Loriburo means the night of the 31st, or right, the night, which would be really the night of Beis, the night of what would have been Rosh Chodesh if it was a leap month. But in any case, obviously we make the bonfires at night. Alma or to who? Shmamina, valid proof that or means nighttime. If someone was up all night being makrib, burning things on the mizbeach, Le'ora, he needs to another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Right, we actually do. Asking this at least be suffic, right, in Shulchan Aruch, if you're up early, when Alos HaShachar comes, he needs to do another Negel Vasser. So here, he needs to another Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before he brings more Karbanos. Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, that's the Mechotzi Rebbe, and Blazer Baruch Shimon, in Meseches, the second parak of Meseches Zvachim. So that proves that Or means the morning, against everything we've said. No, Or is shiny. There it doesn't say Or, but it says Or. That's different. That's not a valid proof. Okay, just where all these things are about Or and Or, we have about Or. We don't have much more to say about whether Or means day or night than it says in the Gemara. But there's a few very, very interesting and yes, small and yanim of kachim that come up here But I think it's worth spending at least one shiur to get a little bikias in some of the chidushim and the concepts of kachim. So there are two chidushim. Number one, there's a very, very strange marim chalava here. Says the marim chalava here, hayomim u'makral gabe ham is beyachs. He starts by saying evarim u'pdarim. Evarim u'pdarim is not a very big chidush. Evarim means limbs of like meat. Pidarim means fats, what we call chilev. In most psukim in the Torah, although the word pidarim is also found in the Chumash in this context. These are parts of the animals that you're burning them as beach. The Gemara always talks about chalav and ve'ifarim, ifarim and pidarim, same thing. Why? Because in a korban ola, you burn the ifarim, the whole animal. That's the whole point of a korban ola, we all know. And all the other korbanos, you don't burn the whole animal as beach, you eat the whole animal, but you burn the pidarim, the fat. So it always says chalav and ve'ifarim, or ifarim and pidarim, to mean whether it's an ola that you burn the whole animal, or whether it's anything else that you only burn the fats of the animal. Fats, etc., and you know, whatever it says in the Chumash you're supposed to burn. In any case, you can burn those on the Mizbeach all night. That we learned from many Pesukim, he ho'olam, ho'kdal, Mizbeach, ho'olayla, even though most of the avodos in the Beis HaMikdash you only do during the day, right? You can't be up all night doing other avodos, because most of the avodos are only kosher during the day. Like from Dam of Karban Mizbeach is only kosher during the day, and Shechita, and almost all of the Avodas we can think of only kosher during the day, but especially in Seiros HaKasov, he ha'olam l'kda al mizbeach kol ha'layla ha'boker, that burning the animals, again, whether you burn, not important, burning the animals on the mizbeach, burning the zvachim, zvachim means animal karbanos on the mizbeach, can be done all night. And that's why we have sukkim, for example, v'lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. Don't let the chelev stay overnight till the morning, because you have to burn it during the night. If you wait till the morning, then it till the next morning, then it is too late. The and other similar psukim in the Chumash. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. That's the only thing you can do all night, and that's always the example of. And two, you need another kiddush yadayim or glayim, you know, from the kior water. When alos hashachar comes, the answer is Rebbe says yes. The Maror Chalav adds something here. He says shalom nis aklu mibod yom, ones that didn't get burnt during the daytime. Meaning, it's not talking about starting from scratch at night. It's talking about ones that didn't get burnt yet. And then you have to, like, put them back on the fire, or maybe put them on the fire, etc. The akrova betchila leka balayla. Okay, that's the end of the Dibur Maskal. I know in my version of the Maram Chalav, it continues into the next Dibur Maskal, as if it's one sentence. But that's the end of this paragraph. Of course, you can't start being makriv at night. It just means if it didn't get burnt, you can continue burning it at night. This Maram Chalava sounds like a very, very big chiddush. He sounds like, and similarly, it's a Ritva and Shabbos that I put in brackets on Daf Chaf, who also says that. If you're in low huskal kabam odyom, you can't be doing terrible lightly, you can't do it at night, you can only continue at night. This Maram Chalava sounds like you can't start putting the chalam ve'varim in the mizbeach at night. Only if it wasn't burnt yet, you can continue at night. This is a tremendous chiddush. This is not mainstream shita at all. What's the mainstream shita? The mainstream shita is, as we see in many mikoros, such as Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, on the pasuk of Boker, says Rashi, all night you can take them and put them on the Mizbeach. The mainstream standard shot is that all night you can take halav beivarim and put them on the Mizbeach. You have to shech the animal during the day. You have to do Kabbalah, catch the dam of the animal in a kli during the day and bring it to the Mizbeach during the day and throw the blood on the Mizbeach during the day. All the blood of what was have to do during the day. But the burning on the Mizbeach, all the burning of avodos, that can be done totally all night. Rashi says the same thing in what I put here. Rashi in the beginning of Shas, right? The Mishnah Bracha says, Hector chalavim beivarim. Yeah, chalavim are pedarim. Burning them, Hector is burning. Can be, it's kosher all night. And Rashi says, that means lahalos kolalayla. You can bring them up to the mizbeach all night because it's not expired. The no soul of lina doesn't expire until the morning, and that makes sense because in brachos it says at the very beginning of shas hector cholam mevarim is kshira kolalayla. In Megillah, at the end of the second parak, you may recall, there's two mishnah. There's one mishnah says all the things that are mitzvah in the day, it's a mitzvah all day. All the things that are mitzvah at night, it's a mitzvah to do them all night, right? Like Megillah, you can lean all day, and Hallel, you can say all day, etc. And the night mitzvahs, you can be yotzei all night. There aren't that many night mitzvahs. But the example, one of the examples there is in the mishnah in Megillah is kol alayla kasher l'ketzir sa'omer l'hekter chalam mevarim, burning chalam mevarim. Right, so all of our shas, burning chalam veivarim, hector chalam veivarim, can be done all night. Simple pshat is that means you just leave them sitting all day and you can burn them at night. That's the conventional wisdom. That's what everyone in the world, 99% of mepharshim in the world, hold. That's the Rambam also says, Hilchos Maaser Korbanos, says the Rambam, you can only be makir of Korbanos during the day. That was on the Makor sheet. Kol Korbanos and Mekrivinos on Ela Bayom, and you can only shech them and zorik the dam during the day. But as long as you resort to dam during the day, then ma'ala musol mizbeach kol ha'layla. You have all night to put on the mizbeach. That's the conventional wisdom. However, the Maram Chalava here seems to hold like the Das Yachid. Which Das Yachid, if you look in Maseches Temura, Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, in Temura Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph, there is a Das Yachid. The Shitu Mekubetzes in Tmur Daf Yudalim and Aleph, in Os Mem Aleph, he seems to have, it sounds like a different Gersa of Rashi, because it's the, you know, the footnote goes to Rashi, the subcutting goes to Rashi, and Rashi talked about how you burn the Chalav Ve'evarim after Shkia, at night, says the Shitu Mekubetzes there, Dekodem Shkia Sachama Hayamalon Barosha Shomuzbeach. Before Shkia, during the daytime, you have to bring them up and put them on top of the mizbeach. Shkreshali pasal b'lina, because otherwise they'll be pasal through lina, through staying overnight, staying too long. Meaning, if you leave them in the azara, you leave them on the floor during the day, that's a psal. You have to put them as mizbeach during daytime. Well, la'achar shkiyas achami yisad malam ha'racha, and after shkiyat nighttime, then you can, once they're on the mizbeach, then you can burn them afterwards. Umis aklam hochen kol alayla, and they burn all night long. Knows what he's saying is when it says Hector Chalam Meivarim is all night, says the Shinu Gebetzes. What does it mean, Hector Chalam Meivarim is all night? That means that you can burn them at night, but you have to put them on Mizbeach during the day. Anything that goes on Mizbeach has to be put on Mizbeach during the day. Once it's on the Mizbeach, does it get burnt? After all, you can put it on Mizbeach, maybe it's on Mizbeach, but it's not in the fire yet. Or maybe if it is in the fire, it didn't fully get burnt. And it fell off the fire, or the fire went out, and you have to put it back, you know, in the middle of the fire to burn it. The burning can be all night, but the putting on the mizbeach has to be during the day. This is a shitas yochid, shitim and kubetzes in Temura, daf yudalad men aleph, os mem aleph, so cut mem aleph. It sounds like you're saying there's some gears of Rashi like this, but again, that's not Rashi shita in general. So that's shitas yochid of the shitim and kubetzes. It sounds like the Maram Chalava here, it's a total tangent of our sugya, holds like that. Shitim Gubetzes, because he says, he doesn't say Evarim Ugdarim, you can just bring up the Zvech at night. He says, no, if they didn't get burnt during the day, if they didn't burn during the day, you can burn them more at night. You can't be makir of them in the first place. At night. So the just wanted to point out this sheet is yachid of and I didn't remember the Nitei Gavriel. I don't know if you guys know Nitei Gavriel. Anyone over Simon Shear ever? He always goes to Nitei Gavriel, right? So he put out Maram Chalava with footnotes. So he pointed this out in his footnote here. The Maisa, what do we see? We see that, let me just point out, when we say Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim is Kol Halayla, the standard understanding is the Rov Rishonim say that the whole Melacha of Evarim, Chalavim, or Chalavim Ve'evarim can be done at night. But what does the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura, Daf Yudal Ra'alaf. He obviously thinks there are Tzvi Dinim in Hector Chalom Beivarim. He thinks there are two aspects to the mitzvah of the Chalom Beivarim. What are the two aspects? Putting on the Mizbeach and burning. And even though we think you put on the Mizbeach and you burn them, it's not really the same. You could put on the Mizbeach on the side and then put it on the fire. Or you could put on the Mizbeach on the fire and it doesn't get burnt, and then you have to burn it again. So what he thinks is that, no, there's Beis Dinim. One din is halah al hamizbeach, and that has to be davka bayom. And the second din is haktara, what's called hector, burning, and that could be even at night. It's a tremendous kiddush that there's this tzvi dinim, there's value to put him in his bath besides the burning. But and the Mayim Chol over here sounds like that Shitas Yachid of the Shemigatzah Sitzvor.
How is this different than the Rambam Rishonim who requires to
Because
it's technical.
No, what they say is there's two different things. There is dam, which requires daytime, and then there's chalom beivarim, which can be done in the nighttime. Two different heftzes, right? What he's saying is basically that, but the Shinigot Sefer is basically saying that chalom beivarim have two dinim, one like the dam. If you'll think of the dam doesn't get burnt, it just gets put on the mizbeach, right? One, like the dam, it has to get put on the mizbeach during the day. Two, unlike the dam, it also gets burnt, and the burning can be al mokel on mizbeach kol alayla ad haboker. So while everyone agrees there's two dinim in two separate heftas, one din of dam and one din of chalom beivarim, the chizshi you mess, there's two dinim in the same hefta. Here it is in the morning, an almost a shachar. It says that many places in Shas, the psul is an almost a shachar. So you see, she even goes to say, no, the psul of burning is until almost a shachar, you have to burn it. But the psul of putting it there is at night.
Maybe the mountain. The Maran says only lechatchila, though. Maybe he doesn't go that far.
Oh, what, Daniel?
Oh, sorry. Right.
Right, so it's better to do it right away.
So you that be what the Maran
is saying that it's... No, the Shidu says if you don't put it up during the day, it's a psul of lina. It's possible. It's not just... You mean what he means? Hakor v'tchila like a belayla, not that it's possible and impossible, just that it's not l'chachila. You could. I admit the lashon of the Maran Chol is very vague. You could say a lot of things. The Shulchan Aruch Nifty Gavriel also explores that direction. So you're right. The lashon of the Maran Chol over here is a little more vague. You could probably have three or four different pirushim. But the Shibu Yetz is very clear. There is such a Shikas Yachid, but you should know it's a Shikas Yachid. That's not the mainstream. Okay, Joel, you want to say something? I thought.
I wanted to say the exact same thing that Daniel just said.
Okay, let's say it. Okay, now let's go to the actual halacha that's said here. What's the actual halacha that's said here? Is the Sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe says when Alos HaShachar comes, you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That is a machlokus in Maseches Zvachim in the second parak, right? The beginning of the second parak of Zvachim has a few dapim that talk about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And it's a machlokus in Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. Do you need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when there's the Alos HaShachar? Right? So, says Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, he says, no, you can keep working with the same Kiddush. Obviously, you did a Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before him. You can never have done a vote of that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He says the same Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim lasts even past the Alos HaShachar. No problem. Says Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Right? You can keep going. Right? He says, no. You don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at Alos HaShachar. Fine. But our Gemara is pointing Rebbe. Rebbe says that you do. Rebbe says that you do. And we basically paskin like Rebbe. Right, okay, see, there's even a little English, but here, we paskin like Rebbe, that you do, even if you're up all night, or you got up in the middle of the night, whatever the case may be, and you did a lot of avodah all night of burning these chalav nevarim, again, part of the mainstream Judaism, you just took them, stomped from wherever they were, and brought them up to the bech at night, according to the Shidim Yatzin Tamura. And if you look in the brackets, there's a Rifat Shabbos who also says that Maram Chalabi here sounds that way. Perhaps it means that what was already on the Mizbeach, you helped burn it all night. Then you need another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim as soon as dawn arrives. Why is that? So, if you look at the Lashon of, okay, anyone want to tell me? Like, why do you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim when the dawn comes? After all, your hands are already, I don't know if clean is the word, they're already holy. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? You've already done it, right? You're already qualified, right? There are many qualifications you need for avoda, right? For example, you need to be wearing the begadim. You go, of course. Okay, you don't have to put a new begadim in the morning, right? So all the qualifications you don't need to do new in the morning. Why do you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim?
Ovikishtam ala mizbeach.
What? Ovikit. So the Gemara says, what's his drush? His drush is
Ovikishtam ala
mizbeach, right? The Gemara says there, my time to Rebbe, it said Begishtam. My time to Elazar Shimon, Dechsev, Bevoam. Rebbe Elazar Shimon said, Bevoam, when you come in. So you came in, you do, right? It says, Yasisa Kiona Koshes, Hanon Koshes, Sovin Asata, Sovin Om, Wayne, Wayne, Zach, and Asata, Shamayim, for Hatsur, one of men who SBM is right, like, yeah, that's the mitzvah. Bevoam, El Om, Wayne, your Hatsumayim, Loyam Musu. When they come. So when you come, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. As long as you're there, you're there, right? You haven't, unless you go and come again, then you don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. That's what Lazar Shimon. What does Rebbe say? Oh, v'gishtam el mizbeach l'sharis, like Rebbe Shel Hashem. V'gishtam. So what's the difference between Bevoam and v'gishtam? So Rashi in Zvachim there. Rashi in Zvachim there explains that, of course, the Gemara goes on to explain, which we're not going into now, you know, how both of them explain why both words are found in the Chumash. Obviously, that's something that they would have to do. But Rashi explains, what's the difference between Bevoam and Begishtam? Rashi says, Bevoam is when you come, but Begisha de Shachar is Gisha Achrisihi Shariyesh Kan Maracha Kadosha. It's a new Gisha every morning because it's a new Maracha. It's a new, they make a new pyre. P-Y-R-E. I think it's technically the word for the kind of fire they built on the Mizbeach. They make a new pyre every day. They have Seder HaMaracha, right? By the side of Seder HaMaracha and Maracha Gedolah, but Maracha Shnei Shal Kitaris, but you make a new Maracha every morning. And therefore, that's to a new Gisha, meaning when you come to a new Avoda, it's basically when you come to the Avoda, not when you come to Vo'om El Olmoed, but right, now when you come to the place, that's real Rosh Hashanah. You came to the place, you stayed there. No. When you prepare yourself to do a new avoda, and every day is a new avoda, is a new maracha. So, Rosh Hashanah views it more as just be mekadosh yourself and getting ready in the mood, or not in the mood, but in the state. And the Rebbe says, no, it's connected more to preparing for the specific avoda. Every day is a new avoda, and the new avoda needs a new preparation. So, that's what, if you, I would ask you, what's the svara of Rebbe, the svara of Rebbe is that every day has its own Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Right? So, why do you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Because there's a new Mechayev of a new Gisha. Right? That's what it sounds like from the end of the Gemara in Zvachim. But, how about from the beginning of the Gemara in Zvachim? From the beginning of the Gemara in Zvachim, does it sound like maybe there's a different logic of Rebbe? After all, it's always hard to tell. You know, just because someone learns things from a drasha, does that mean you should, like, take the words of the drasha and say that's the conceptual basis? Or is the drasha just a remez? What does Rebbe say in the beginning of the Gemara in Zvachim? Who remembers? I'll read it to you. Right? What does it say? Rebbe Omer, Lina Moeles, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Lina's Mol, the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. What is the soul of Lina about? Right? We just mentioned the psul of Lina, right? The psul of Lina means if something stayed overnight, it is puzzle. Anything that stays overnight is puzzle in the base of Mikdash. That's called the psul of Lina, right? Remember, let's go back to the conventional wisdom, right? Anything that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach that stays overnight is possible because of the psul of Leah. So anything that was niskadesh in the Beis HaMikdash and stayed overnight is possible in the psul of Leah. Okay, exactly what stage makes it kadosh enough that now it has the psul of Leah? Obviously not when I'm mocked or something, right? When I'm mocked or something, I donated to Hektish, it doesn't have psul of Leah. I'd be mocked or something, bring it to Beis HaMikdash next week. Okay, so the Mishnayos in Me'ilah go through every single cheft in the Beis HaMikdash and exactly when it is holy enough to have the psul of Leah. And the Achronim give a nickname for that level of Kedusha. They say this Kedusha is Hektish, which means that you're mocked or something, and now it's Hektish, like you can't use it for your own purposes, and if you do, it's Me'ilah, etc. Then there's Kedusha is Karban, it's a phrase the Achronim use. Now it's not just Hektish, it's already a Karban, like when you sheft an animal. Now it's already a Karban, not just Hektish, meaning it's ready for Akrava. And now it has a Psul of Leah. Okay, so he says a Psul of Leah. Psul of Leah sounds very different than when you think the Pshat of the Gishtam. Is it that there's a new Machayev? Or that there's a Psul? Anything that stays overnight is Psul in Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since your hands stayed overnight, therefore, now it's a little funny, it's not that your hands are Psul, but let's say the water on your hands, you dried your hands. But nonetheless, the kedusha of the water on your hands stayed overnight. It's a funny psul of Leah. Like, what heftza is psul in Leah? Your hands aren't psul, right? They just need to be washed again. The water's not psul, because the water's not on your hands anymore. They would dry their hands after kedusha d'akrabayim. But the kedusha the water put on their hands is now psul with Leah. It's a big chiddush to call psul of Leah of that. The virtual water on their hands has a psul of Leah. Okay, so which is it? Yesh lachor, right? He says, no, you need a new kiddush yadayim bar klayim. But yesh lachor, why? One possibility is to take the beginning of the Mara Davka, a psul of Leah. Leah is a formal psul. Leah has nothing with the new mechayev, right? For example, if I don't know, I put a mincha in a kli sharis, and then it sits overnight, it's possible. That has nothing to do with a new mechayev of anything. There's no new mechayev of anything. Now it goes, just get burnt, and no one does anything ever with it. It's just absurd. Things expire. Expiration date. Supermarket has an expiration date. The Beis HaMikdash has expiration date. It's just absurd. So from the beginning, it sounds like just absurd of Leah. How do we know it's absurd of Leah? It's a remez for the word begishtam. Right? So do we say, based on Al pi sichas asugya, based on what it sounds like from the beginning of the Gemara, that it's a halos psul of Leah. Okay, meaning you really want your kiddush. Really, kiddush adai raglayim is once. However, Rebbe says it's a psul of Leah, so it's gone. And Rebbe Elazar Shimon says there's no psul of Leah because it's not a real thing. It's not a chefta, so it's not gone. That's what it sounds like from the beginning of the Gemara. But from the end of the Gemara, it sounds a little different, right? Al pi sinam hasugya, based on the end of the Gemara, and that's the end of at least that part of the Gemara, it's not there's a psul. It's just that there's a new mechayev. Every gisha is a new mechayev. Every time you're going to a new maracha, you're going to work in a new set of karbanos, you need a, who says you need one until it expires? No, you need one per gisha. And every day is a new gisha. So you could say, no, it is a new mechayev, right? Every new maracha is a new mechayev. So you see, yesh makom lachor, again, it's not my, I'm not the first one to thought it's chakira, obviously. The Brisker Rav mentioned this chakira. Is it that there's a, the old one became passled, or no, nothing happened to the old one. Just the old one is irrelevant anymore because you have a second Mechayev now. Right, but what he might mean is Leah is Poselis. It's a psul of Leah. Right? It's a psul of Leah. And how do we know it's a psul of Leah? After all, it's not a chefza. If it takes the psul of Leah, it's not a chefza. Again, what's psul of Leah? Your hands aren't psul. Just wash them again. The water's not possible. The water's been dried up and doesn't exist anymore. Now, the effect of the water on your hands is, so maybe Rashi means we darshan from the gishtam, there's a psolina. Maybe Rashi means, no, go with the psolina. Right? It's interesting. In the Lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim, I'll just point out, the Lashon of the Zvachim is, give me a second to find it, is Moelis. Lina is Moelis. It doesn't even say Poselis. Moelis. It's effective. You know, that's a very strange, you know, I wouldn't say it's strange. I wouldn't say it's unprecedented in Shas, but it's interesting. You know, like, is it really the psul of lina, or is it just being overnight has an effect? So I think Rashi might say, no, it's mamish the psul of lina. How do we know it's the psul of lina? I mean, smarter there shouldn't be a psul of lina. The drusha begishtam is meramis tos the psul of lina. One, I think what Rashi might be reading it is, it's really psul of lina. If it takes the psul of lina, if there's no chefza, the answer is, begishtam shows that in the morning you have to do a new one. And why in the morning would you need to do a new one? It must be because it's the psul of lina. So I think that Rashi, I hear what you're saying, trying to combine them. I'm just trying to figure out exactly how that would work. I'm just now trying to figure out how it would come together. So what I'm saying instead is, maybe Rashi means the Gishtam is not the conceptual basis. It's a remez to a psul lina. And the other option, no, the Gishtam is the conceptual basis. There's no psul at all, just a new Mechayev. And lina's mo'eles just means staying overnight has an effect. It doesn't mean the psul of lina. Just means overnight has an effect. So it's just overnight has an effect, there's a new Mechayev. Or the psul of lina and begishtam is a remez. I thought you could say that there might be an afgamina of that in the sugya a little later in Zvachim and the Zmachlok is by Rav about the following case. But here you have to hold cup a little. There is a brisa. The brisa, it's not a brisa. The Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Rabbi Yochanan, right? And I'm over. On the Chafam and Aleph. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yadav Raglai Trumas Hadeshen. You did Kiddush Yadav Raglai, not like our brisa. Our brisa is you're working all night on the hektar chol mavar. What's trumas hadeshen? So okay, hopefully we know basic chumash. What's trumas hadeshen? Every morning, right? Hi ha'olam ognal was nechal alayla on a poker. Veish was after gadbo. Everything burns all night, and then v'lavash being midobad, umichna seivad. Yuel b'saro ve'rim es ha'yilbash al b'saro ve'rim es ha'deshen asher tochal ha'eshen so'olah alo mizbeach v'samo ha'eshen mizbeach. Then the kohen puts on his big day kahuna and he takes haramas ha'deshen, he scoops up some ashes, which come from all this burning of all night, and he puts them next to the mizbeach. Okay, and then there's a lot of ashes, he takes more of the ashes and brings them outside the mizbeach, outside the base of Mikdash to make. But the ikar trumas hadeshen is he scoops up some ashes and puts them next to the mizbeach, right off the mizbeach. That's trumas hadeshen. So what if he did kiddush yadayim raglayim for trumas hadeshen, which is generally done at kros hagever when the rooster crows, which is a little before dawn. So what if he did that? So says Rabbi Yochanan lemachrin tzorich lekadosh tefilas mitzvahs avoda. At a los, he doesn't have to do another kiddush yadayim raglayim because he already was mekadosh at the beginning of the avoda. So how does this make sense? Like, it was still nighttime. Alos HaShachar still came. How does it make sense that he doesn't need to do another Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? It's still the morning now. Who cares if he's doing Trumas Hadeshen? I mean, he wasn't doing Hektar Chalom Hagarim. He was only doing Trumas Hadeshen. But it's still the morning. So there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. What does Abaye say? Abaye says, this only makes sense if it's Midrabanan. It must be Ipsol Drabanan. Since it's a din drabanan that you need big chiddush, it's only drabanan. It's only drabanan. Since it's only drabanan, you know, drabanan, they were a little more makel, and drabanan's always a little more makel. In Doraisas, they say the day starts at a los. In drabanan, since Trumas Hadeshen is when the rooster crows, which is almost at a los, that's good enough for the din drabanan. What do I want to take from this? Abaye thinks this can't be midoraisa, it can only be midrabanan. Right? Doesn't make sense to me to Raisa, only makes sense to me to Rabbanan. Okay, because in Rabbanan, Rashi says, really, the only reason they said this is so that you'll take the idea of Lina seriously in other things. And if it's very close to Alos HaShachar, then that's enough to make people take things seriously. They just have to make a more or less Xer of Lina. But Rava says no. Rabbi Yochanan was making a compromise between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, if you were already washed your hands for yesterday's avoda, then you need to wash them again in the morning. But that's called Rava says, Ra Rebbe Divrei Rilos Rav Shimon. He saw Divrei Rebbe Besof Avoda, but he saw Divrei Rilos Rav Shimon Mitzchilas Avoda. But in the beginning of Avoda was Shumas Hadeshen. It's the beginning of today's Avoda. Shumas Hadeshen is not the end of yesterday's Avoda. It's the beginning of today's Avoda. Since Shumas Hadeshen is the beginning of today's Avoda, and he already washed his hands for today's Avoda, that's good enough, even if the morning came. So what's the machlokas here? Let's just see this machlokas. What if kidesh yadav viraglov litrumas hadeshen? What does Rava say? Rava says, no. Mida oraisa. It's good for all day. Why? Because, what's his lashon? Kidesh litchilas avoda. Because it's tchilas avoda. That's how Rava explains Rabbi Yochanan. As long as you make for tchilas avoda, that lasts all day. You don't need to renew it at alus. Says Abaye. Nope. Can't be true. Mida oraisa. He denies this concept, Midoraisa. Must be Zigzir Drabbanan, and the Drabbanan will always make a few minutes here, a few minutes there is okay in Drabbanans. Within a few minutes is good enough in Drabbanans. It was 15 minutes before Los in Drabbanans. We don't sweat the small stuff, at least in this case. It just has to look like a new day. Okay, what's the machlokes of buying Rava? Rava says, Midoraisa, Rabbi Yochanan makes perfect sense. Rabbi Yochanan's a Dindoraisa. By the way, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam paskin like him. Now, I don't know what the other Rishonim say, because most Rishonim don't paskin touching all the time. But the Rambam paskin is like this din. Again, Rava says it's Midoraisa, because it's Filas Avoda. Abaye says, nope, it can't be Midoraisa. It must be that he holds the Rabbanan. What's the machlokes of Abaye and Rava, whether Midoraisa, it's shy to say this or not? So, nearly is like you could say, and again, I'm waiting for some of the Balabatim.
Is there Hesa Hadas?
No, let's assume there's no Hesa Hadas. That's a different sugya. Let's assume there's none. What seems to be my focus? So what I think you could say is, I didn't see this. This is, I would say this is hinted at. This is hinted at in the Grizz, but it doesn't say in quite so many words. I thought this could be a machlokes, a nafkamina of this hakira. This could be a nafkamina of the hakira. If you say it's a halos soul of lina, when is lina chal? Lina is chal in halos hashachar. It doesn't matter if you were doing a beginning, if you were doing an end. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Halos hashachar is an objective soul of lina. Then I would say, Abaye makes sense. Why? Because lina is chal at alos hashachar, regardless of what you were doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Psul of lina is an objective psul of a certain time. When alos hashachar comes, there's a psul of lina, everything's puzzle. Does it matter if I was burning chalom veivarim beforehand or doing trumas hadeshah beforehand? What difference does that make? Lina is a psul of lina that's chal at alos hashachar. Then Abaye makes sense. Well, why does Rava make sense? Rava makes sense if you view it as not a psul. A psul should be a losa shachar, and it shouldn't matter whether I was doing a sofa voda or a tchilas avoda beforehand. Shouldn't matter what I was doing 15 minutes ago. And a losa shachar psul is a psul. But if you take the idea it's not a psul, it's a new mechayev. What's the new mechayev? The new mechayev is for a new day, for a new day's avoda. That's exactly what Rava said. If I was doing a varim pedarim, I was burning the limbs and fats of yesterday's karbonos, I was doing yesterday's maracha. Now for the new maracha, I have a new mechayev. But if I only got up early to do Trumas Hadeshen is already part of today's avoda. Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of today's avoda. Trumas Hadeshen is not yesterday's avoda. Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of today's avoda. If Trumas Hadeshen is the beginning of today's avoda, then of course at Alos I don't need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Because I already was Mekadesh for today's Avoda. Takam's a little before Alos, but I was already Mekadesh for today's Avoda. So this makes sense because there's no new Mechayev because the Kiddush at night, or I shouldn't say at night, but Kiddush before Alos was for today's Ma'aracha, not yesterday's, which is exactly the Lashon of Rava. So I thought you could say the Machlokas by Rava is good for this Hakira from perspective of Numachayev. If I was Mekadosh Chumas Sedesh, I was Yotzei the Numachayev. Chumas Sedesh is the new day. From the perspective of a psul of Lina, the psul is chal at a certain time. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's an objective psul on the Heftza of the Kiddush Yadayim for a client. So, and the Brisker of hints at this, I thought you could say this Derech. Okay, if you look at some of the other Makoros, the Chazanish also deals with two ways to explain a different Gemara based on this. Of course, those who are here during the summer are going to raise their hands and say, who's here in the summer? Most of you are new faces. New faces are the best. Old faces are equally the best. So those who are here during the summer, what are you going to suggest?
The Balamor.
Explain.
You explain. You as a student.
I'm not a student.
Explain.
Matadeshin could be the end of yesterday.
Exactly. Both say if you want, but I'm not going to go over this because we dealt with it this summer for those who are here. You could explain the Chlok Zabai and Rav in a different way. Maybe they're both taking the approach of Numachayev, but they're arguing about the Chakir and Trumas Hadeshin. Is Trumas Hadeshin the end of yesterday's Avodah or the beginning of today's Avodah? Rav says explicitly, it's Tchilas Avodah at the beginning of today's. Maybe Abaye thinks it's the end of yesterday's Avodah. What's the point of Trumas Hadeshin? That's a great question, both in Tamei HaMitzvos, right? Is the Tamei HaMitzvos of Trumas Hadeshin to clear space for today's Ma'aracha, to start setting up the Ma'aracha, right? You have to make clear space. Or is the point of Trumas Hadeshin to finish yesterday's Avodah? The end of the Avodah is not just to burn it, but to take the ashes and offer even the ashes. And that's a final step in the Avodah. Even the ashes, you're makriv in a certain sense. I wouldn't say literally makriv, but you're oveid with the ashes. So you could say alternatively, they both hold the Numachayev. And they both hold that it depends whether, that if you washed your hands for today's Avodah, it lasts all day. If you washed your hands for yesterday's Avodah, you need a new Kiddush. The Machlokas is Trumas Hadeshin the end of yesterday, or is Trumas Hadeshin the beginning of today, which is the fundamental Machlokas that we discussed a lot this summer. Why do we discuss this summer? Because we're learning a Seches Yoma, everyone said Balamor, the whole question of who does Trumas Hadeshin on Yom Kippur? Who does Trumas Hadeshin on Yom Kippur? If it's part of today's Avodah, the Kohen Gadol has to do it, because he has to do today's Avodah, it's Yom Kippur. If it's the finishing yesterday's Avodah, then maybe any Kohen could do it, because it's finishing yesterday's Avodah. Any Kohen could finish up yesterday's Avodah. So the famous Avodah by Rabbanan Balamor, okay, Ayin Sham.
Rebbe, you can go ahead of what you said. I mean, the Balamor obviously can't paskin like Rava and Rav Yochanan. I mean, the Balamor held the Kiddush Yadayim Beraglayim. I mean, the Kash of the Ramban against the Balamor, that why don't you count the Kiddush Yadayim Beraglayim, according to the Balamor, is only the Saleket Ha'isur of Lina, and the Kiddush, so therefore it doesn't count amongst the Asara Kiddushim of Yom Kippur.
And it's okay, compared- yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to say about the Ramban and Balamor, but we're not going to Chazer Maseches Yoma now, we're just going to stick with what we read right now.
Morning.
How do you know? I mean, the big question is the Rambam thing is the rice of Rabban, right? But he didn't say explicitly. I hear what you're saying. Okay, I have to think about that. I hear the time. Absolutely. If you take this, then what's the Machlokas? What Lazarus Shiva says about being an Ovid in general, like Big Kahuna. And Rebbe says it's about this particular Avodah. Correct. If you take this approach, they're arguing that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is about preparing yourself for Avodah in general or part of a specific Avodah. Exactly. If they take this approach, then their argument is more technical in terms of absolutely. Okay, and I'll take what Chesed says into account, but I have to think about it more. So let's go weiter. Weiter in our Gemara in Psachim, right? The Gemara says, end of Daf Beis, Masid Bar Zutra. Yay, we made it to Daf Gimel. We should make a seal. Okay, so it's Corona, so we can't give out the schnapps, so we'll save it for when we finish the Masechet. Hamapelas or Lashmona Be'echad. If a woman miscarries on the night of the 81st day after having a baby, right, it would sort of have to be miscarried, halachically miscarrying a fetus, lo aleinu, and having a live birth are the same, just like you can't have a live birth 81 days after your last birth, because there's not enough time. And that's the Midrash says that, you know, if your last one was a boy and the days were 40, like it says in the Chumash, then you couldn't even miscarry on the 41st. There's not enough time to be considered a fetus. But if the last baby was a girl, then you have 80 days. Then on the 81st, obviously not long enough to be pregnant and have a live baby, but long enough to have what's considered to be a real fetus and to have a miscarriage, which is a halos leda in halacha. Again, halachically, the halos of leda for all halachic intents and purposes is the same, whether it's a miscarried fetus, lo aleinu, or a live birth. So what if you miscarry on the 81st night? Beit Shammai quote me carbon. Beit Shammai says you don't bring another carbon. Beis Hillel mechayvin. What's the halacha? Remember, Parsha Tazria, you have to bring a carbon, right? If you have a boy or a girl, you have to bring a carbon. If you have a boy, she's like a nida for 7 days. And then she is tahora, but stays out of the mikdash and stays away from truma, meaning like the status of tful yom, for another 33 days, total 40 days, and afterwards she brings a carbon. For a girl, 14 days she's like a nida, another 66 days she's tahora, but she's like a tful yom, and she can't eat truma or go to the mikdash, and after 80 days she brings a carbon. So, what's the halacha? The halacha is very pashat. Okay, we're going to ask for a volunteer. Who knows how to take pictures with their phone? I bet it's not so uncommon in the age group represented here, right? No, raise your hand first. Can you get a picture of the board? The tricky part is that this is blocking, but try to get as big and straight as possible, which is still somewhat slanted, just because you're being blocked by this contraption. Okay, we're going to side. Now, what's the halacha? Two things are very, very pashut. What's very, very pashut? If you have a mapeles biyom shmonim, then it's very, very pashut that there's no new chiyuv karbon. Why? Since she's still in the middle of the yemei tohar from the first baby, if she has another leda on day 80 or 79 or earlier, obviously, then it's all included in the same karbon. What else is pashut? Biyom pei aleph. Then she's chayeves a second karbon. Why? Because on the 81st day, she already could have brought the first karbon. Maybe she didn't. Maybe it was a convenience center. She already should have brought the first karbon. Once she should have brought the first karbon, that chiyuv is already cemented. That chiyuv is already defined. Chiyuv, that one karbon for one leda. She has another leda on day 81. That's a new parsha. And she has to bring a second karbon. Machlokes Beishel Meshamai is, what about the 81st night? Right? What about Lil Pagan Aleph? That's where Beishamai says that she is Pater. And Beis Hillel says, that's obviously how we paskin. Again, pure means, not that she doesn't have room carbon. She brings one carbon for both leidos. And Beis Hillel says she's chayavis. Okay, so what happens here? Beis Shammai put me carbon, Beis Hillel mechayvin. Amru Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai, maishna or shmona mechad, yom shmona mechad. How is or shmona mechad? It's obviously or means laila, right? Or is being contrasted with yom. What's between the night of 81 and the day of 81? If shiva lola tumah, lola yishna lola carbon. If it's the same for tumah, shouldn't be the same for carbon. What do we mean the same for tumah? That, for Tumah Vatara purposes, 81, she's back to a regular person. What were the two nafkaminas being in the 80 days? Let's remember from the Chumash. Maybe we didn't learn this Gemara, but hopefully we learned it in the Chumash. The two nafkaminas being in the 80 days are A, what's called Dmei Tahara. Her blood is Tahara. Even if she bleeds, she's not a Nida. Again, don't try this at home. Nowadays, our Minhag is different. But, no, he did. Even if she bleeds, she's not a Nida. That's a Kula. And the Chumrah is, Bechol Kodesh lo tigavya lemidash lo tavo, that she can't eat truma or kachim or go to the Beis HaMikdash. The 81st night, all those expire. Her blood is now regular nida again, and she can eat truma, etc. She can eat truma, and her blood is regular nida, l'chumra l'kula. So for tumah purposes, 81 is the same, night is the same as day. So likewise, for carbon purposes, 81 night is the same as day. Midika amar beisela beishai maishna or shmona ve'echad yom shmona ve'echad shmamina or utu shmamina. Since beisela says what's the or shmona ve'echad and yom shmona ve'echad, obviously or means nighttime. That is a valid proof. Okay, now it's a pretty obvious proof. Again, clearly the or being orta, the night side is winning here big time, which we probably know just from being little kids, even before we started learning Gemara, that we do b'dikas chametz on the night of the 14th. But the Tosas here points out, in Shiva Lolotoma, what's the reason for Beis Hillel? What's Beis Hillel smart? Why does Beis Hillel think you're chayiv another karba? So first let's figure out why Beis Shammai thinks you're not. Right? So Beis Shammai doesn't say there's svara here, but Beis Shammai does say there's svara. Beis Shammai does say there's svara in the Mishnah in Krisos, where this comes from. Right, the Mishnah in Krisos. Krisos, what is Krisos really about? Krisos is officially about Krisos, right? Meaning carbon chatas you bring when you do an Isser Karis Bishogig. That's a place in Kutchin. You bring carbon chatas when you do an Isser Karis Bishogig. However, you know, Me'in and Le'inyan is a tangent of Sefer's Krisos. They discuss lots of other carbonas that you bring. And one of the discussions is when you bring one carbon if something happens twice, and when you bring two carbonas, something happens twice. And so they discuss what if you have two ledos, right? Do you bring one carbon or two carbonos? And it depends if it's day 80 or day 81. And on night 81 is a machlokes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's reason? Beis Shammai's reason seems pretty pashut. Says Beis Shammai in Krisos. He says, because you didn't yet come to the time when you're chayav to bring the first carbon. Meaning, if you had gotten to the time of bringing the first carbon, then the first carbon would be glued to the first leda, and a new leda would need a new carbon. If the first day of carbon was chal, then that would only be the first leda, another leda would be another day of carbon. But the first day of carbon was not chal yet. Why? Because the night of 81, and you can't bring carbon at night. Forget about the strange sheet. As Yahweh says, whether if you already brought the carbon, you can burn the Halam at night. You clearly can't bring a carbon at night. That's obvious. So, says Beis Shammai, why are you Ketura? Because the Chiyav, again, this is my words, not their words. I'm saying it in sort of a little more Lundish words. There, what Beis Shammai says is, what Beis Shammai says is, Amr le Beis Shammai, lo, marak ben apelos yom shmona ve'ech shen yotzel shashi v'ri lo ba'karban, tomar apelos lo'or shmona ve'ech shen yotzel shashi v'ri lo ba'karban. If she's ma'peles on the 81st day, that was the time she already could have brought her karban. The first key of karban was already chal. But at night, she couldn't have brought the first karban yet, which I'm saying over as, you know, the first key of karban wasn't chal yet. If the first key of karban wasn't chal yet, then you could still include a second leda under it because it wasn't already chal, it wasn't already kavua. Right, that's the pasuk shot of Beis Shammai. Chiyav of first carbon was not yet chal because there's no hakrava at night. Again, by hakrava, I mean like bring the carbon in Zrikas Adam. Right? And then Beis Hillel says, oh yeah, what if the 81 is Shabbos? You can't bring it? So Beis Shammai said, no. On Shabbos, you can't bring carbonos. It's just like it's a little Shabbos to bring a carbon yachim, but fundamentally, it's a day of carbonos. There are carbonos on Shabbos. Just, you know, some of them are worth bringing, and some of them are not worth melachah on Shabbos. Some of them are dofa Shabbos, some are not. Okay, but at nighttime is mufka from carbonos, and therefore, the first key of carbon wasn't yet chal, and she had a leda, so she could still include in the first key of carbon, because it wasn't yet chal yet, so now it can include both ledas, as opposed to the morning, where the first key of carbon was chal on the first leda, and now it's too late to include a second leda in it. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. What does Beis Hillel say back? Beis Hillel says here something like, well, but the tumma changes at night, meaning her blood becomes nida again at night. So Beis Shammai said, no, that's you know, totally irrelevant. After all, says Beis Shammai, if she miscarried within the 80 days, her blood also becomes nida. That doesn't mean a second carbon. Whether your blood is a nida or not doesn't prove whether you're a second carbon. Okay, so the question is, what's Beis Hillel's answer to Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel sounds like they're saying something. Well, the Tumah and Tara ended. At night, you go back to normal rules of Tumah v'Tara. So if at night you go back to normal rules of Tumah v'Tara, then it should be a new carbon. Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? The Chiyuv of the first carbon wasn't Chal yet. So in the Gemara Krisus, Daf Chesem and Aleph, Beis Hillel, so what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Shiva lo l'Tumah, Chaz v'Beis Hillel mizeh atam, Yitshevash v'Shem v'Shammai. Beis Hillel retract, he says, there's nothing to do with Shiva l'Tumah. Tamayu can the tiny pair come to Krisus, O Labas, Labrabos, or Lashmona Be'echad. The reason for Beis Hillel is really not a Svara, Misvara, Beis Shammai is right. The reason for Beis Hillel is Xeris Akasav. It says in Los Meitara, Levain, O Labas, which he didn't have to say. Could have said maybe less than. Could have said, Los Meitara, Levain, O Labas. Why does it say O Labas? So, why does it say O? So the answer is to teach you an extra word for extra carbon, to teach you that you're chayim a carbon in this case. Xeris Akasav of O Labas. So, what's the Svara of? Beis Hillel says Tosfos, Xeros HaKosov from O Labas. Xeros HaKosov from O Labas. So, that's Tosfos. Okay. What's that based on? That's based on, okay, we'll get to the Shach Tarya. What does the Mi'iri say? What's the Svara? What does the Mi'iri say here?
Night is the same as the day.
What?
Night is the same as the day.
The Inyan what?
The Inyan and the Korban.
Lenin Tuma. The Mi'iri just quotes the Mi'iri says the same thing here. There's no Mi'iri at Krisos. But this Mishnah also appears in Adios. There's Mi'iri in Adios. He just says the exact same thing as here. So I didn't put on the cover sheet. The Mi'iri in Adios. We're almost word for word. The Mi'iri here. Says the Mi'iri here. He first gives you a little bit of introduction. It's good to read this Mi'iri because you get an introduction if you weren't up on all the background. And then he says, what does he say? He says, give me a second. A feeling killed a Laila Shemachrosa Shwana Be'echad, even if she miscarried on the 81st night, before the 81st day, after she ain't worried the carbon reached, even though she can't really bring the first carbon yet. She's high of a second carbon. Since her days of Tara ended, right? He's focusing, you could focus on the Tumah of Tara, meaning her days when her blood was Tara ended. Remember, for the 66 days, if she bled, she could still sleep with her husband, she could still eat Meiser Shani, she could still touch, you know, Hulin. Her blood was not needed. Those days ended. The 81st night, she's back to her regular rules of Tumah of Tara. Bari Leibes was showing the Machshavos of Tumah. It's the same as Tumah for Tumah. It's on a Lomisha Tumea Tumeim. If she bleeds the tummy, Afi Shavalola Karban, Latina's Karban Shani. Okay, he basically says the Meiri, the same thing as the Mishnah. They still didn't retract, right? Why? Because Kevan Dilil Pei Aleph Shave Liyom Pei Aleph Metuma. Shavelo the carbon. Exactly, Beis Hillel says. He thinks Beis Hillel didn't retract. Okay. What are you going to have to say? Tosos, though, is right. The Gemara says, Tanya Omerlin Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Omer, the Bas, the Rabos, or Shmonim Ve'echad. Right? That, or Olabas, is what the box says should say here. Olabas, and the Shidduk Retz also. Okay, that's definitely the right Gersa. It sounds like Tosfos is in this Gemara. Now, the truth is, this Gemara has two possibilities. This Gemara has two possibilities as to the Svara of Beis Hillel. Here, I'm just telling you what it says in the Gemara. Sorry, Chesed Aleph. Says, what are the two possibilities of Beis Hillel? Right? Taima did Beis Hillel. What are his two possibilities? Either one, it's a Xeris HaKosov Olabas, or what's the other possibility? The other possibility is that maybe Beis Hillel holds that, the Gemara is a suffix about this, and we'll see the Nafkamina in a moment, okay, they say here, because Laila is Lav Mechusher Zman. Maybe he holds that in general, Laila Lav Mechoser Zman. What does it mean, Laila's not missing time? Can you bring a carbon at night? No. Right? What does it mean you can't bring a carbon at night? So that means you're Mechoser Zman. It's not the Zman you have to bring the carbon yet. Right? That's called Laila Mechoser Zman. Or no, Laila Lav Mechoser Zman. Laila's not missing time. Meaning you are chayv. It is that you are chayv to bring the carbon at night. It's just there's a technical problem that you can't do the avodah at night. So is there a chiy of carbon at night? It's not mechuser zman. The zman is here. There's just a technical problem, or is that the zman isn't here? That's kula tor kula question. All over kachim, you have is laila considered the zman or not? For many, many nafkaminas, ben mechur ben lekula. There are many sugyas. Okay, are all those sugyas have to have the same answer? It's a big machlokas we've shown in Achronim. For example, you're not supposed to be makdish a karbon. That is puzzle. If I be makdish a baby animal on the eighth night of its life. Because until the eighth day, it can't be makrabit. So it depends. If Laila's mechoser zman, then it's not the time yet. If Laila's not mechoser zman, it is the time. Ah, why did the Torah say to bring it on the day? Just because of the technical problem at night. Or you have similar questions. What if I, without getting into it, all right, we're not going to shoot the okay, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is this. The nafkamina is, what about a parallel case by a zav? A zav who sees three re'ios, right? A zav is a man, right, with a gonorrhea discharge instead of normal shechazera. If he has this three times, then he becomes a zav who is tameh until he has shiva nekiyah, until he has 17 days, and that's bringing a carbon. That's important for us. So, let's say he counted 7 clean days, and then on the 8th night, he emitted this ziva again. He became a zav again. Is that included in the first carbon, or does that mechayev a second carbon? Of course, very simple. So the nafkamina is zav shesafar zayin nekiyem yura ziva. The exact same case as the Yoledes, right? If he had more ziva, ra'aziva means sees, by the way, benida and zava and zav, we always talk about seeing. It doesn't matter if you see with your eyes. A blind person is the same thing as benida and zava, and zav as a sighted person. It just means that experiences an emission, right? So if he has ziva come out of him on the seventh day, that's all in the first carbon. After all, it's still a continuation of the original ziva. If it comes out on the eighth day, that's a new carbon, that's a new ziva. What if it comes out on the eighth night? Exact parallel to the 81st night, right? If it comes out on the night before you're supposed to bring your carbon, after you finished your tumah. So, the Gemara says, if it's the Xeris Gafa Olavas, then no. By Yoledes, then she's Chayeves. But by Zav, he's Potter. There's only Xeris Gafa that a Yoledes has to bring an extra carbon. But not a Zav. The Zav is included in the first carbon. If that light along Mechuser's mind, then the time of the carbon really came, then you would say, Yoledes is Hayeves, and the Zav is Hayev. Why? Because, just like Yoledes, we said, it's not missing time, you're really the chiyuv of the first carbon was Chav. Right? Well, that's because chiyuv of the first carbon was Chav at night. So, the new event requires a second carbon, right? Because Laila Lam Mechuser Zman. The Laila is the time to bring carbon. You just have a technical problem that you can't bring it. But it's the time of the carbon. However, if things are all vast, then you see very simple. Because the Xeris HaKosov is only for Yoledes and not for Zav. Okay, and how do we paskin? Again, it's a little hard to tell how we paskin because I don't know how everyone paskins. Some things in Kachin we can know everyone paskins, so it happens they discuss it. Over here, I don't know how everyone paskins, but at the very least, the Rambam paskins to differentiate between Zav and Yoledes. A Yoledes who's my Peles on the 81st night is Chayav a second carbon. But a Zav who sees on the azav who sees on the eighth night, it's included in the first carbon. It's still a continuation of the first Siva. Okay, so what do we see from here? This seems to support Tosos. That the reason is the Xeris Akas of Olabas, if we assume, and the Achronim do, that the Rambam had reasons why he passed in that way. He didn't just randomly pick one of the sheets as a Chrysos, but he had reasons the rest of Shas why he passed in that way, which is a very, very complex discussion in the Achronim. Then that seems to support Tosos. What does the Rambam say, however? What does the Rambam say the reason Beis Hillel is? Tosos says Xeris Akas of Olabas, which seems to fit the Psak of the Gemara. The Meiri says, but Shavalo the Toma. What does the Rambam say?
Bala.
What?
The Kabbalah.
The Kabbalah? I didn't hear it. What does the Rambam say? I'll read you the Rambam. Says the Rambam. This is in Hilchos of Halachos of the Zav. What does he say? That, listen hard. In a Zav who sees Belel Shmini, Eina may be Karban Sheni. The Zav becomes a Zav again on the eighth night. He doesn't bring a second carbon, excluding the first carbon. Right? El carbon echad just brings one carbon. Why? Because lo yatzel is manchari the carbon. Because like Beishamai, he never came to a time when the first key of carbon was chal. He was never ready to bring the first carbon. So he can still, until the first key of carbon is chal, you can still include more things in it. Continuing the Rambam. Va'alayt lo mechusar zman lekolo. Maya is mechusar zman, right? Maya is mechusar zman. What does he add? Laila mechusim ala kol hu chutz mi yoledes, except for yoledes. Shei pila b'lo shmonim ve'echad shei mevi'a karban shei mevi'a karban shei mevi'a v'darbar den mevi'a kabbalah. Kabbalah means a drush. So what does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, he says very posh. Because laila is mechusar zman lakol. Laila is mechusar zman in general. But l'enyan yoledes laila lav mechusar zman. Again, that is not the sheet all the way at the edge of the board. He's not saying we hold in general laila mechusar zman. In general laila is mechusar zman. For yoledes laila lav mechusar zman. Okay, what do we mean? Let's just summarize what we see from here. I know we're up to our necks in. Country of Tyros here. Tulsa says Xerikas of Olabas. That's a Pasha shot in the Gemara. Why did the Meiri and the Rambam say differently? I think the answer is Pasha. The Meiri and the Rambam also met the Beis Hillel Darshan from Olabas. In the Braisa, Tanya, Armelim Beis Hillel Beshamari, Omer Olabas, the Rabos, or Shimon of Echa. The question is, what's the Svara of Olabas? Just because it's a Xerikas, it doesn't mean it doesn't have a Svara. Right? Xerikas is not what we call Svara. Meaning, Svara means you would know it on your own. Xerikas, you wouldn't know on your own. That's why you need a Xerikas. But that doesn't mean it's not logical. It means you wouldn't have known it on your own. But once we learn it, it's still logical. The question is, what's the Xeris HaKasa of Olabas? Tosos didn't specify, what's the Svar of Olabas? L'chora, the Meir and the Rambam aren't arguing with Tosos. They agree with Tosos. Question is, what's the Svar of Olabas? It's not a machlok between Tosos and Meir and the Rambam. Think everyone agrees Olabas. How do I know everyone agrees Olabas? Because everyone, including the Meiri I can't prove, but it sounds like. At least the Rambam, and L'chora the Meiri as well, and it's not Meiri as the Rambam to prove it. Otherwise, says it's only true by Yoledis and not by Zav. The question is, what's the Xeris HaKasa of Olabas? So what I'm trying to say is that the Svara of the Xeris HaKasa. What is the logic of the Xeris HaKasa teaching us? And not just teaching us randomly on one night your five of carbon. It's teaching us for a reason. What is the Xeris HaKasa teaching us? Tulsa says I'm not getting into it. Right? Tulsa says I'm not getting into it. What's the Svara? Tulsa says not getting into the logic of the Xeris HaKasa. But then he is getting into the logic of the Xeris HaKasa. Says, what's the logic of the Xeris HaKasa? The logic of the Xeris HaKasa is that we thought whether or not you're chayiv a second carbon depends on whether the first key of carbon was chal or not. The Xeris HaKasa teaches us no. It doesn't depend on whether the first key of carbon is chal. What is Xeris? The logic is that even though the first key of carbon was not yet chal, even though the first key of Kerber is not yet Chal, because he admits that Laila's Mechusar's Man, the first key, Beis Shammai's right, the first key of carbon is not Chal, nonetheless. Each Chalos Tama Vitara requires a new carbon. That's how the Meiri is reading the Xeris Akasav. I'm sure he admits the Xeris Akasav. I never asked him. I never met him. That's 700 years too young. Almost. But I'm sure that's what he would say back to Tosos. Tosos would say, how can you stick with the Mishnah? Don't we know Basil retracted from the Mishnah and said Xeris Akasav? And he would say, no. What do you mean they retracted the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, they said stupid things and then changed their minds and said something smart all the bas? No, in the Mishnah, they were giving some logic. Beis Shammai says, your logic's not really so strong. Yisrael says, okay, maybe my logic's not so strong on its own, but I have a Xeris Akasav, and once I have that Xeris Akasav, now I can say this logic. The Xeris Akasav proves we can say this logic, even though we wouldn't have said it on our own. Every Xeris Akasav has a Svara. We don't always know it. Now, sometimes like Paraduma, we have trouble figuring out. But everything has a Svara. It's just that what we would know on our own, we know on our own. What we wouldn't know on our own, we need a Xeris Akasav. But once it's a Xeris Akasav, there's still logic behind it. Just non-obvious logic. There's obvious logic and non-obvious logic. Most things are logical once I say them, but you wouldn't have known them on your own. That's what Xeris Akasav is. So when you're saying, all about Xeris Akasav, what's Xeris Akasav? The Xeris Akasav teaches that even though the normal rule is that if the first key of karma wasn't Chal yet, you can still count a second event in that key of carbon. That until the key of carbon was Chal, you can still add a second event to that key of carbon, and a third event to that key of carbon, and a fourth event to that key of carbon. That is the normal rule. But over here, each Tumah Vatara needs its own carbon. Since on the night of 81, you finished your Tumah Vatara and went back to normal rules, you no longer have Taras Dhamin, and you no longer have Tumah for Truma. You no longer, that's the Vatara's Dhamin. You no longer have Tumay Tara. Each Tumay Tara has its, you know, let's focus on the Dhamin. Each Tumay Tara has its own, each Kalos Tumah Vatara requires a new carbon. Let's even say more specifically, right? We'll assume he's talking about the Dmei Tara here. Each Dmei Tara requires its own carbon. Since the Dmei Tara ended, you need a new carbon. That's the Meiri. But the Rambam disagreed. The Rambam also knew he was passing Olabas. I can't prove that either. I never met the Rambam. But the Rambam passes like the day in the Gemara, the dark is Olabas. But the Rambam would say, I'll tell you the logic of Olabas. What's the logic? We just don't have room here, so I'll put it here. I'll make it extraterritorial embassy, says the Rambam, the logic of the Xeris HaKosov is, not like the Meiri. The Meiri says, we don't care if the Chiyuv Karbon was Chal or not. We don't go by the normal rule. When the Chiyuv Karbon was Chal, it's too late to add a second reason. The Chiyuv Karbon wasn't Chal yet, you can still add a second reason. You know, that corresponds to like a lot of things in our lives, right? Once you sign the contract, you can't add other things in. Until you sign it, you can always stick one more thing in. Right? No. Said around the logic of the desert is this, is that the chiyuv carbon sub the ode is only chal in the morning. That's called Laila Mechusar Zman, right? Laila Mechusar Zman. But the chiyuv karbon yoledes is chal at night. Just technically, you can't bring the carbon until the morning. If we ask, why don't you bring the carbon until the morning? In Zav and the other, what's called mechusar kapara, people have to bring a carbon in Zav and Mitzora and Zava. The chiyuv carbon is not chal until the morning. So therefore, you can still chop an extra ziva into the same carbon. But in yoledes, the chiyuv carbon is chal at night. You can't bring it till the morning. That's for technical reasons.
We lost him. He'll be back momentarily.
We lost him, yeah.
Gordy, I thought you asked such a difficult question, he blew up the whole Zoom.
Does he know we lost him?
He knows.
Maybe the battery on the laptop went out.
They have another computer there, so he's sitting there. I don't know.
Yeah. He's using a laptop, right?
They have set up something else, so I don't know.
Uh-huh. Could always be Afsakat Chashmal there as well.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not Afsakat. No.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. Hope I didn't lose you too long ago. Morty, how long ago did I lose you?
You said that the Rabban is Korban, but it's not Chal at night. The Korban Yoledes is at night, but it's not Chal at night.
All right. I said that more than once, but let's assume. Okay. I might have hazarded it. Okay. Now, so what I said was we have three sheets as a base hillel. Tulsa says Xeris Agassiv doesn't explain why. The Meiri says the Xeris Agassiv don't go by whether the carbon was chal yet. Go by whether it's the same to Meitara or not. And the Rambam says the chi of carbon of the Zav and the Zav and everyone else is chal in the morning, but the chi of carbon the is chal at night. Does anyone want to bring the Araya from Chumash to the Rambam? Anyone want to bring the Araya from Chumash to the Rambam? I think the Rambam is the most meduyak in a Chumash. Usually you don't bring a Raya from Chumash. Usually you bring like a Raya from a Kibega, right? But I think you bring a Raya from Chumash to the Rambam. Again, you can always say flapped after, right? But, Chesky, what's my Raya from Chumash? Okay, good. But let's say a little better. When does it say a Zog brings his carbon? Man, my Raya is so good. You can ask, why did the morning
come? Okay.
When does it say the Zog brings his carbon? At what day? Uvayom Hashmini. It says by the Zav, if you look in Parshas Metzora, where it discusses all these wonderful people, it says, if you're listening, it says by the Zav, sorry, Avichitar Zav Yizav, it says, Uvayom Hashmini, Yikach lo shnei torim o shnei bnei yonah v'alofnei Hashem, etc., etc., etc. What does it say about a Zava? Uvayom Hashmini, Tikach lo shnei sorim o shnei, same thing, just in feminine. What does it say? Give me a second. What does it say about a Mitzora? Uvayom Hashmini, Tikach shnei.
Not good today.
We lost him again.
Yeah, it's fate and wool.
Okay.
Is it connected to the content sometimes of what the Rebbe's saying?
The recording is still going.
It's not by Yom HaShmini, by Yom HaLedet, it's Uvim Lot Yimei Torah. Therefore, what?
Doesn't have to be the day.
Oh, okay. Bimlot Yemei Torah comes Baba Laila, that's when the Chiyuv is Chal. Just technically, she can't bring it. That's probably his.
He's there, but he's muted.
Pshat.
Okay, now I'm good. Everyone else, it says, by Yom HaShmini, the Chiv is Chal in the day. Only by the 11th, when Losimei Tara, when the days of 80 or 40 end. When the day of 80 ends, that's the night of 81. When the day of 40, that's the night of 81. So really, the Pesukim are very Nidoyah, like the Rambam. So when he is like the Rambam, can have a big riot for the Pesukim. Okay, you don't have to use the Rambam. You could say that you should have the Pesukim read that in Lavdavka. Bimlos means the next day. It just, you know, you should figure it out from, you know, comparison to other similar things. Just, it didn't say which day because, you know, wanted to cover the boy and the girl and didn't want to have to spend too many words. You can always say not to be medayik. But the idea for the Pesukim is very medayik from. Like the Rambam, that everything else, Laila's Mechoser Sman. The night, it hasn't come time yet, because not Yom HaShmini. Only by Yoledis, Laila Lab Mechoser Sman. That time has come at night, the Chiyuv Oschal at night. Technically, you can bring it till the morning, that's a technical problem. But the Chiyuv Oschal at night, and the Pesukim, I think, are Meduyik like the Rambam, which is why I like the Rambam flat here again. You know, I'm not a Bar Hachi to be Machriya, Machlokas, Rishonim, based on my Rias. Certainly, you know, it's not traditional to be Machriya. Machlokas Rishonim based on Diyuk Pesukim, but one can point out, especially since it's unlikely I'll be called upon to paskin this lemaisa. And we're not, we have to figure out what the nefeminas lemaisa, although there certainly would be. There certainly would be a few nefeminas lemaisa. The achronim point out where other ears halacha lemaisa. I think the Pesukim are doing like the Rambam, and then I'm ready to go weiter. Okay, there's no other question. We'll go weiter, and hopefully I won't lose my connection because I made a hotspot on my phone. Yes, that's the point. You mean I haven't explained philosophically, I've just explained conceptually. How could I explain even deeper than that? The rhyme, I'm like, why would there be philosophically this difference between the Oledes and etc.? I think, you know, if you wanted to say philosophically, you might say the answer is for the Rambam, although here, you know, I'm not willing to do it myself by any stretch of the imagination, that by the others, there's like 7 days of Tumah, or you need 7 clean days, etc., right? You have your like days of Tumah, and then comes like the next day, which is like your day of Karbanos. One second, let me think about this for a second, if I really have a good explanation. I guess I would say like this. You have your days of complete Tumah. The Metzorah and the Zav and the Zavah are super duper tummy. Then comes the day of purification, right? The day of making up for it, the day of Tara. And that's a new day, Yom HaShmini. By the Yoledes, she's a funny bird, the Yoledes, because she has 7 or 14 days of Tumah, right, for boy or girl. And then she has these 33 or 66 days called Yemei Tara, Dmei Tara, which is in some ways more Tara than anyone else, because everyone, if she bleeds, she's an Edom. And this one, if she bleeds, she's Tahora. Even though in El Mikdash Le'yavah, she can't come to the Mikdash. Basically, she already had this cooling off period. Like, her Yom HaShmini was the first day of the 33 or the 66, as it were. Right? So she already had her cooling off period, and she became Tahora. At this point, she just has, like, the after effects. So the day of 81 and 41 is not a special day. She already had her special day. She already had her day when she transitioned and she became a taller person. It's just that she was in this funny limbo. So therefore, the day of 41 and 81 is not a special day. She just has to wait till she finishes this funny transition till she can move on with her life. Okay, back to the Gemara of both sides. Let's go. Last kutcher part of this Gemara, I think. Says the Gemara, I mean, at least for another good most of the year. Says the Gemara. We don't have much time. Says the Gemara. Meisvei Yachalei Nachalor Shlishi. You might think you can eat Shlamim. Everyone knows you can eat some Karbanos for only one day, and Shlamim you can eat for 2 days, right? Chatas and Toda and Asham you eat for 1 day. Shlamim you eat for 2 days. We haven't covered everything. That's fine. You might think that you can eat, and they're called Zvachim and Shlamim. Zvachim means the ones you eat for 1 day. And shlomim means the one you eat for 2 days. So yachol nechol or shlishi, you might think you can eat the shlomim on the night of the third day, on the third night. Meaning if I makrev it on Sunday, Sunday's the first day, Monday's the second day, you might think I can eat it Monday night. V'dinu, and it would be logical. Zvach nechol niyom echad ushlom nechol m'shnei yom malahan layla echa achar yom avkan layla achar yom. After all, zvachim, you can only eat one day. If I bring a toda or chatas on Sunday, it's only edible Sunday. And yet, I can also do Sunday night. So likewise, shlama, which I can eat Sunday and Monday, I should also be able to eat Monday night. Talmud lomar, v'yomz v'chem yechel macharas, you can eat shlama on the day you shech them, and on the next day, v'hanosar ad yom. Now, this is not pshuta shama, because this is a drasha, because really, the sentence continues, but we darshan it here, and there are different days, but it seems to be how we darshan is, you can eat it today, you can eat it tomorrow. What can you eat tomorrow? What's left during the daytime? Meaning you can only eat during tomorrow, today, and tomorrow, only what's left in the daytime, not in the nighttime. The it can only be eaten the second day at night, or can't be eaten on the night before the third day. So you might think I should burn it right away on the third night. No, when you get a chance, please. And it would be logical, because just like zvachim, you can eat, let's remember, zvachim you eat for that day in the night, and then you burn them right after they're not edible anymore, on the second morning. Again, let's take it Sunday. I know today's not Sunday. If I bring a toda on Sunday, I eat it Sunday night, first thing Monday morning, it's not edible, I burn it. So you might think, likewise, if I bring a shlamim on Sunday, I can eat it Sunday night and Monday. We just learned I can't eat it Monday night, so I should burn it Monday night. That's when it's no sun, that's when it's not edible anymore. Talmud Lomar, now we're doing the Pshuto Shal Mikra, Nosar, Ripsar, Zevach, Yor, Shlish, Veshi, Sarif. If what's left over, the Nosar, on the third day you burn it. The Yom HaTasar, Vitasar, Velay, you burn it on the third day, not on the third night. Okay, Midikamra, Yeh, Nachal, Or, Lishlishi, Alma, Or, Urtahu, since it says Or, Lishlishi, which means clearly the night before in context, that proves Or means nighttime, Shema, Mina, it is a valid proof. Okay, the second to last valid proof. Now, here we have, if you notice, we have emerged with Shlomen being a funny bird. In what way is Shlomen a funny bird? Let's take Zvachim as opposed to Shlomen. And let's take Zvachim as opposed to Shlomen. Here we have the day you bring it, the second night, the second day, the third night, and the third day. So if we have zvachim, that's very pashut. You eat them that day, you eat them that night, and you burn them the next morning because they are nosar, and nosar gets burnt, right? Nosar ve'eshi sarev, right? Nosar meiru aboker ve'eshi tisrofu, right? That's what zvachim, nosar meiru aboker, whatever's left next morning ve'eshi tisrofu. What about shlomim? One thing is very clear. You can eat them today, eat them tonight, and eat them tomorrow. You might think you can eat them or legimel, which proves that or means laila, because after all, the night always follows the day. You can only eat tomorrow what's left in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So you might think you should burn them in the nighttime? No, sir. If you only burn them in Yom HaShlishi, what happens on Lil Gimel? They're in limbo. Or L'Shlishi, if Shlomim is a funny status, you don't eat them and you don't burn them. This is accepted halacha, right? This is the Rav Pashut, right? If you're an Orthodox Jew, it's Pashut to you that on the third night after Shlomim, you don't eat and you don't burn. But it's a little funny, right? If you can't eat it, why don't you burn it? If you don't burn it, why can't you eat it? So we dash it from the psukim, right? The pshuta shomikra says you burn it on the third day, and the drusha says you can only eat it on the second day. So on the third night, it's in limbo. What's the nature of this limbo? Who ever heard of something that you don't eat, but you don't burn? What's the status of it on the third night? This is, as you can imagine, very lumdish chakira. What's the nature of this? And again, where does lumdish come from? Right? It's not that you make up. It's not that you make up chakiras. Right? Analysis comes from someplace. For example, in the sugya of the lina by the mekiyor and the shmachot river of Shimon. Why did I come up with the chakira? Actually, I read in the gris. I read the chakira before I read in the gris. Because the beginning of the sugya sounded like one lamdas, like the psol hefts of lina, and the end of the sugya sounded like the numachayev. But I asked at the beginning davka and the end lav davka, or the end davka, the beginning lav davka. right? Over here, why would I come from Akira? Not because the sugya says anything strange, but because on the one hand, it's like the third day, you don't eat it. On the other hand, it's like the second day, you don't burn it. So what's its real status? Is it really a karbon? Is it really no sir? So this Hakira did not have to wait for Reb Chaim or for the Grizz or for the Rav or for any other briskers, right? This is a Hakira. This Hakira is a machlokis between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Zvachim. What if Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan argue in the Gemara in Zvachim? Very, very simple. Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan argue, if you eat it, are you chayiv karis? Right? If you eat it, are you chayiv karis? Right? Is it no sir or not? If you eat it, are you chayiv karis? And there are other nafkamines that as well, but let's start with that. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you're chayiv karis. Right? What's the status of this limo? So, says Rabbi Yochanan, chayiv karis for eating it. Cheskia, potter mi karis. Now we know if you know so you're chayiv karis. So what's machlokes for Rabbi Yochanan and Cheskia? Cheskia says it's not no sir. And Rabbi Yochanan says it is no sir. What's the other nafkamina? Anyone knows a smattering of kachim. What iser is always the twinsy? Always goes with no sir? Pigle, right? What does pigle mean? Pigle means if you think to eat it when it's no sir. If I'm makriv it today and I think I'm going to eat it when it's no sir. What if I'm makriv shlamim and I think I'll eat it on the third night? So it's the same on focus. Rabbi Yochanan says it's pigle. So I thought to eat no sir. Chizki says it's not pigle. I thought to do something improper. But every time you think to do something improper, that's not pigle. Only if you think to eat no sir. So here we have a initial chakira. Says Rabbi Yochanan, he says, it is no sir on that third night. Oh, you can't eat it. Oh, you don't burn it. You don't burn it, but it is no sir. Says Chizkiya, it is not no sir. Again, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is whether you get karis. Obvious litmus test for being no sir, as well as whether if you thought in advance that you would eat it that night, it becomes pickle.
That's the carbon.
To do no sir, it becomes pickle immediately. That's what pickle means. No. If you burn it on the third night, well, everyone would be just wrong to burn it on the third night, right? Because they said you're not supposed to burn it. So, but no one thinks you have curries for burning it, right? I mean, it's clearly not like a lot of burning one time. It would be like some lower level mister. So, because there's no like explicit thing that burning when you're not supposed to burn, like there's eating when you're not supposed to eat, it's not a good enough nafkamina. So here we have an initial hakira. This is a hakira Chizki Rabbi Yochanan. They had this longish hakira. It's not no sir. So Nicha de'in sorfin. Right? So why can't you eat it? So you have to say, even though it's not no sir, it's not no sir to eat it. And it's not pigle to think you're going to eat it then, because you're not thinking you'll eat no sar. It's just a xeris hakasav that you can't eat it, even though it's not no sar. Okay, nichadein sarfim. And you have to say it's a xeris hakasav that afal pi she'eino no sar. Ein ochlin. What would you say is the nature of that xeris hakasav? Look over the nature of the xeris hakasav, I would think. Here I can't prove it is this. Is that who told you to eat karbanos anyway? Forget about no sir. Who let you eat karbanos anyway? Right? Hashem let you eat karbanos, right? Not only let you eat karbanos, he made it a mitzvah to eat karbanos. But or what you would say is that it's not no sir. Why is it not no sir? It could be because nothing's no sir till the morning. Nothing becomes no sir at night. You only become no sir in the morning. It's not no sir. But really, we should never eat karbanos, except that Hashem, right? Let's say an ola is not no sar at night, but you still can't eat it because Hashem didn't tell you to eat it, right? Only if Hashem gives you a mitzvah of eating karbanos should you eat them, right? It's not like just stomp something you buy in Rabbi Levi. So l'chora, what you might say is, even though it's not no sar in Oakland, maybe you can say that the basar is not pasul. But there's no mitzvahs achila anymore. And even kosher, even kodshim ksherim cannot be eaten. When there's no mitzvah to eat. Okay, maybe that's the spar of Rabbi Laws, of Chizkiah. But Chizkiah explicitly, it's not no sar, it's exer spells of not to eat it anyway, even though it's not no sar. Like, it's kosher meat, it's just you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, maybe, because there's no mitzvah to eat it. If there's no mitzvah to eat it, what business do you have eating kosher? So it's kosher meat that you're not allowed to eat. Okay, what is Rabbi Yochanan think? See, because it is no sar. And then, obviously, for Rabbi Yochanan, and then we have to end, Nicha de'ein ochlin. Obviously, you can't eat it. Right? Obviously you can't eat it, because it's milsar. The question is just, why can't you burn it? Right? Why don't we burn it? Burn from Yochanan. And that is going to be a hakira in another Gemara, in the Gemara in Yevamos, but we can't cover that today because our time is already late, so we'll have to pick up Amir Tashem. We have a little hashlamos. The last few lines of this Makoros sheet will have to pick up from Yiras Hashem next time. With, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the great Chakira, Lumdish Brisker Chakira, Chizkiah says, it's really like, you know, what's its real identity? It's really not Nosar, just you can't eat it. Special Chidich, you can't eat it. Yochanan says, it really is Nosar, just special Chidich, you can't burn it. Why can't you burn it according to Rabbi Yochanan if it's Nosar? After all Nosar gets burnt. All Pasul Karbanos get burnt, whether Nosar or not. And it really is Nosar, you're Chayav Kares. That we will have to figure out, Amir Tzashem. Or maybe we figured out already, we'll have to chazer Amir Tzashem next time. So to be continued on Thursday, Amir Tzashem. If anyone has questions, please feel free to ask.
Can we say Aladas Chizkiah, it's not that the true identity is not notar and the chila is yotidofen, but the fact that you're not tzareis and touching you're not ochel shows that it has an in-between status?
You're coming in a little unclear. I have trouble hearing you, Shmuel. Have a great day, everybody. I'm sorry, Shmuel. You want to try again? Sorry. Give me one second.
We say that with that Chizkiah, it's not that it has a status of not notar and the chila is yotzei dofen. Rather, it's got an in-between status.
No, I think it is a status of not notar and achila is yotzei dofen. It's not notar. Notar means overnight. It's not notar. It's just that you can't eat it. It's a big chiddush. But I think that's why for Chizkiah, it's not nosar. It's kosher, you just can't eat it. For Rabbi Yochanan, it is nosar, you just can't burn it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Funny the split, like the dinim of eating it with a chila and b'diavad if you eat it. And say that, meaning that most of the dinim of chila go after shreifa except for eating it itself. You gave a sara for it. You can also say that it itself has an in-between status of somewhat no sar.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying maybe it's semi-no sar. Okay, which is one of the pshatim that the Brisker Rav wants to say it first. One of the pshatim the Brisker Rav wants to say it first. When within Rabbi Yochanan, if he doesn't accept Rabbi Lazar's criticism in Yevamos, right? That's the beginning of the Brisker Rav there that I brought you from Tzmur Daf Dalet. I hear what you want to say. You're saying it's semi-nosar. He just means you're putter. It's not total nosar, so it doesn't create pickle. It doesn't even create a partial pickle, let's say, because his lashon is that it's kosher. Okay, seder. You want to say it's like partial nosar, not complete nosar. And therefore, not kind of courage, but it still has a iser kal of eating past the time.
Now, I just think it's a heavier factor than...
What? I hear the point. Yeah, I a little heavier than what I was saying. I understand. You know what? Let me think about that. Maybe you're right. Okay, let me think about it.
The factor that you can't eat it seems to be a heavier factor than the factor that you can't burn it. Rather than saying that you can't eat it,
it's worth it.
Right. Leon.
I wonder if, what's the Marcel and Rashi and the Rashi Rambam? Can you say the point of it is
they're arguing about the relationship of Hector of Darmei Barin in relationship to the regular Seder Korbanos. Maybe the Maran Chulava thinks that why can you offer it? Why can you only offer it during the day? Because it's part of the regular Seder. It's the finishing of the whole regular Seder of Oda.
It's a sofa hakrava, as it were. It's the end, exactly. It's the completion of the hakrava in the Yom.
Yeah.
As opposed to the conventional wisdom would say, no, it's not a completion of the hakrava of the Yom. It's just something that is now owed due to the hakrava of the Yom. Meaning the argument, to what extent is the Chalom Devarim part of the Iker HaKrava of the Korban, which might affect, that's a nice analysis, might affect some other questions, such as the fundamental questions based on the Gemara, the questions how seriously to take it. Is the Basar, meaning that's the Basar of Shlomo that you eat, is the Basar kosher to eat before your Makdir the Evarim or not? You know, to the extent that you said it's really part of it, you know, which is complex. The Gemara seems to say it's not in one place, it seems to say it is in another place, then you have to work it out, but it might affect that kind of question. I totally hear what you're saying, as well as maybe some, okay, that's what I can think of hand. I think you're right. It's a nice analysis.
I'm also with him. Wouldn't the very interesting Chumash apply to the Yeri Kittel? And that's maybe the same way, not as nice as the contrast, per se, but it seems horrible to apply.
Because it says Mlosumei Tara, meaning the carbon depends on the Dmei Tara. The carbon doesn't depend on, it's not like a thief carbon in and of itself. It's a carbon for the Dmei Tara. Okay, a little more indirect says Mlosumei Tara. But yeah, so I think it's more of a direct like the Rama, but I'm cabal that as well. Yeah, 1 second. Let's see. Does anyone else have a question on Shear?
Yes.
Okay, shoot.
Yes, sort of. Okay, I find it interesting from a different point of view, not the Lomdish point of view, that